to Wake Up Call on the SportsNap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, let's get to our Progressive guest line. Progressive Insurance, looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers. And a reminder that Progressive helps you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Alex Strofe joins us, ESPN Madison. So Aaron Rodgers is going to speak in an hour. Is that the latest news that we've got?
I don't know that he's going to speak. I think he's going to exit his... darkness retreat, right? So he's scheduled to do that sometime today, unless he decides he wants to add a fifth night to it. But Tony D, this has to be the most out there, wild thing I've ever seen Aaron Rodgers, or for a matter of fact, any athlete do, right? Like, I'm not judging him. Do what you got to do. But I've never heard of anything like this. It's completely out there.
How much of this is a quirky personality, and how much of this is playing games with people and just having a good time with their mind?
I think it's just a quirky personality. I don't think, as much as we know, Aaron Rodgers does like to play games and likes to analyze and critique what the media has to say about him. I think this is truly what he wants to do for his mental health, and so be it. Right, do what you've got to do. He's done the pot of karma, which is the what's the radio version of saying this? The diarrhea and vomiting that Aaron right. Rodgers did over the course of 12 days last year. He did the ayahuasca down in Peru 2 off seasons ago. So it seems like he likes these retreats, and this one is supposed to simulate the effects of DMT. So whatever, it's not for me personally, Tony. I would go ahead and assume it's probably not for you either. But if it works for Aaron Rodgers, so be it.
Let's get down to the basics here. What is exactly the issue between these two teams, these two camps right now? I mean, we've kind of gone through it before, but in the 2023 version, what's at stake and what are both sides looking at?
So, I mean, it is very similar to your point, right? 2021 was more about, you know, he wanted to be respected. Last year was a little bit different because there was the retirement asterisk. There is that retirement asterisk this year, but the way he's been talking the last 2 weeks on the Pat McAfee show, at least to me, it doesn't seem like a guy that's not playing football in 2023. The thing that Aaron Rodgers is frustrated with is that he feels like he hasn't gotten a full-blown commitment from the Green Bay Packers. It's almost like when you were in college, Tony, and that girl that you were seeing, you didn't give her the full, hey, we're together, we're boyfriend and girlfriend, right? It seems like that's what Aaron Rodgers needs. He needs a full-blown verbal commitment from the Packers, and he hasn't received that yet due to, obviously, Jordan Love, the first-round pick back in 2020, entering the final year of his rookie deal this season. They have the opportunity to pick up Jordan Love's fifth-year option. They have not done so yet. Because I think they're waiting to see what happens with their 4-time MVP quarterback. So Aaron Rodgers, I think he just wants commitment, Tony.
Yeah, don't we all? Don't we all?
True that.
And how much, I mean, the Packers hold the cards here and they hold all the cards here? Is there, I mean, outside of the retirement card, what does Aaron Rodgers have to play?
Yeah, I mean, that's the big one, though, right? I mean, if they trade him to, I don't know, let's pull a random team out of a hat, the Tennessee Titans, and he says, you know, I don't want to play in Tennessee, I think I'm going to retire, it just makes it very tricky. So if the Packers do want to move on, Aaron Rodgers kind of does hold the control. If Aaron Rodgers wants to move on, obviously then the Packers hold the control. But you're right. I think it's mostly, you know, it's probably 90% Packers control. But there is that little asterisk that I referred to before of retirement that Aaron Rodgers is technically and saying he is contemplating. I don't see it that way, but who knows? I never know with this guy. But you're right. The Packers really do hold the cards.
There is always this case in the NFL where you have a quarterback that is coming into a position where it's like 2-3 years. That's about what's left. The team is trying to figure out how to move on before you want to move on. Is that what we're kind of seeing where the Packers are like, look, whatever you want, we're not going to give you, but we still want you here. We're just not going to be making the commitment you want.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point, right? And we've talked about this, you know, the last several times I've been on with you.
Sure.
This is kind of a repeat of what we saw in 2008 with Brett Favre, right?
And
it's not quite that level because there was whisper campaigns, heading into the 2008 and really at the end of the 2007 season at, hey, this Aaron Rodgers guy, he's not just your average quarterback. He's something special. And obviously they were right about that. We haven't heard that as much with Jordan Love. We've heard good things, right? That he's had some good flashes, and he's certainly developed in his 3 years in the league. And you saw him for, I think it was, he threw 10 passes against Philadelphia over Thanksgiving weekend on that Sunday Night Football game. But that's about all you've got for Jordan Love. So it's not quite to the same level, but the disgruntlement is much higher than it was with Favre, at least I would say, minus when it came to the end with Favre, right? So we're kind of in this third season, as you mentioned, with Aaron Rodgers. Will I, won't I? Will I be here? Will I be elsewhere? Will I retire? Will I just stay in the darkness retreat, right? You don't really know. So it does seem like there's disgruntlement strictly because there hasn't been a full-blown commitment and because that draft pick of Jordan Love is made in 2020. But I thought it was solved last year when he signed the 3-year extension.
Sure.
And so that's why I think a lot of Packers fans are so frustrated, Tony, right? We do our daily show in Madison, and fans are just over Aaron Rodgers because it's the same thing offseason after offseason now. This is the third time they've done it. Personally, I still want Aaron Rodgers, right? I want an MVP quarterback under center for my favorite team.
Sure.
But I understand the frustration from other fans.
Yeah, and it happened to Brady a bit in New England. No matter what you give fan bases, they want you to be as loyal to their team as they are, as fans. And
yeah.
So that led to my question. You kind of touched on it. Is it a point of fatigue, Aaron Rodgers' fatigue with people, even though he's given them a lot?
A million percent. You're spot on. Aaron Rodgers' fatigue is the perfect way to put it. Fans are sick of him. Like a majority of them that we talk to, or you know, we poll on a daily basis on our show in Madison. It's fans are over Aaron Rodgers. They're ready to move on. They're sick of the drama. They don't want the face of their franchise, creating all these dramatics and these fireworks on the Pat McAfee show every offseason. While it's entertaining as hell from my standpoint as a member of the media, fans, however, are sick of it. So I understand it, but I don't know, man. I don't see how you've seen anything from Jordan Love, from a fan's perspective, that is, that makes me think, yeah, you can go Hall of Fame quarterback to Hall of Fame quarterback to a third in a row Hall of Fame quarterback. I just haven't seen that yet, but I do understand it.
Yeah. The other thing is Aaron Rodgers given any indication at all ever that he would love to experience life as a quarterback in another city?
No, I don't think directly, right? I think there have been comments that if you really want to read in between, you know, if you really want to read in between the lines, sure, maybe you can get that takeaway. But never explicitly has he said, I think I would be better elsewhere. Now,
yeah.
Could that change this week or next? Absolutely, right? Whatever he found out about himself in the darkness retreat, maybe he says, you know, maybe it's best for me to have, you know, a couple extra years in New York or Las Vegas or Tennessee or what have you. But I, for a guy that, you know, after they lost to the Lions in week 18 and were eliminated from playoff contention, he talked again about how he would love to have that unique distinction of only playing for one team his entire career. He's been in Green Bay 18 years, right? So that is a long time. But he has never explicitly said, I'd like to be elsewhere. But again, I wouldn't be shocked if that's coming.
How we've saw some small reports that Packers are not happy with him. How disgusted, if you use the term, are they with Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know what to make of these reports, right? So the report you're referring to is from a guy named Bob McGinn, who talked with Tyler Dunn on the Go Long podcast. McGinn's covered the Packers forever, so he has some sources inside the building. But I think that my takeaway from that report, Tony, was that he had talked with somebody off the record. And yeah, of course you'd be a little sick of the antics, but you're never sick. Even if he had a bad year, you're never sick of Aaron Rodgers play on the football field.
So oh, exactly. Yeah, good point.
I do feel as that was a little bit overblown, but I'll continue to say I won't be shocked by anything because the last three off seasons have certainly proven me wrong on some things. But I don't think they're as ready to move on as maybe some of these reports we saw indicated. At least that's what my gut feeling is.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, you can be upset with Aaron Rodgers. You can be disgusted by Aaron Rodgers. It doesn't mean you don't want to see him in the building during the
Bingo.
Week when you get ready for the Lions. Right?
Bingo, I mean, you're exactly right.
You know, it's like you can be upset with your kids, but you're not taking them down the street going, hey, you want an 11-year-old boy? I don't need him anymore. I got another one coming in.
Right, exactly. You're not, yeah, no, that's a very good analogy. Best analogy I've heard on this. Well done.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. Where do you think this ends up going? Just your perspective, just your thoughts.
I think it's certainly before the draft, which is at the end of April, obviously. I honestly believe we'll get an answer within the next two to three weeks, if not less than that. I know the Pat McAfee show's off this week, so I don't think we're getting an answer today. but I really do believe we could have an answer as soon as next week. But he might drag it out. But he has explicitly said before free agency, he expects to make a decision. And I believe the date on that is, and you might know it, March 15th, I think, is the date for free agency. So I would assume within the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Alex, always good stuff, brother. I appreciate you as always. Thank you so much for making time for us, my man.
Hey, man, anytime for you, Tony. We'll talk to you soon, I'm sure.
Talk to you. Alex Strofe again, ESPN Madison, on the latest on Rodgers and the Packers, which we could see down the road in the next couple of weeks. We'll come back. It's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio. Glad you could be with us.